Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, we dip into our archives to remember pianist Albert Daly. Daly, who passed away in 1984, about a year after this program was recorded, was an often overlooked pianist during his lifetime. He was a true stylist, creating hypnotic harmonies and sparkling lyrical lines. Although he was an extremely versatile player, Daly is perhaps best remembered for his work with Woody Herman, Sarah Vaughan, and Stan Getz, though the compositions that he left behind suggested a talent still in development when he joined me in 1983 for this Piano Jazz.
It's great to have you here, Al Daly, and I'm really looking forward to hearing you play a solo.
Oh, thank you.
What have you got picked out for us?
Well, this is a song that I did on my very first album. My very first recording was for Columbia Records, and it was named after me, Daly Double.
Oh, I love that little play on words. That's great. And that's how you spell it, D-A-I-L-E-Y.
Yes, my
Daly
name.
Daly Double. Okay, off we go. Got a fantastic list of credits. I mean, the people that you played with, from because you were born in Baltimore.
Yes.
And is that where you studied?
Yes.
You have to have studied to have
absolutely.
Chops.
Well, I was very lucky because I was very interested in piano from a very early age. And if you maintained an A average, then you were entitled to take special courses.
You mean an A average in school?
Yes.
What an interesting idea. In other words, if you do that, then you can take, something like as a special treat, you can take
absolutely. So what they did, they had an accelerated class, and if you had an A average, you could pick what you wanted to specialize in. So I picked music, and I had 3 hours of music every day from junior high school all the way up until college. I loved school, which is a start. I couldn't wait to get to school.
What? I mean, say that again. You
honest,
loved
I mean,
school?
I loved school. I mean, I would be there at 7 in the morning opening up the bank for all the students to save their money or doing something. I had to be involved in something. I was on the safety patrol, in the honor society, on the football team, and all the sports. I had to be involved. So, I mean, which in turn, it was like it worked very well for me because it kept me out of the street, so to speak. You know?
Yeah, and all the other things that people that don't have anything to do can get into.
But I can't emphasize to you how much I enjoyed it. It was just, and then when I found out that you could do more of your specialized thing by just keeping your grades up, well, you know, that just knocked me out.
I think that's just wonderful. I mean, there's something very special there. That's Booker T. Washington?
It was Booker T. Washington Junior High School.
In
but
Baltimore.
When I got to Douglas High School, which was the high school that was like, aside from Peabody Conservatory of Music, that was the best musical education I had up to that date. I mean, we were studying Walter Piston Harmony in the 10th grade. I mean, we were into counterpoint. They were trying to teach us how to introduce us to orchestration and playing other instruments, and if not being able to play them, knowing how to write for them, you know, the range, which is difficult for each instrument to play. I mean, it was a very rewarding experience for me.
No wonder you've got such a wonderful sense of harmony, such wonderful technique and good ideas. You know, you can see the result of all that work and enjoyment. You know, you just keep getting better. Hey, how about playing something else? That was your piece. Daly
yes.
Double, right? And here's another one. What's this one?
This one is called Indecision. The proverb being indecision is a decision with the passing of time.
Oh, he's a philosopher too.
Also.
Wonderful.
Yes, indecision. Sometimes pianists tend to forget that this is a percussion instrument, and you must, you know, I think the best pianists, even though they're playing solo, if you listen well, they accompany themselves well, too.
Actually, when you think about a guy like Art Tatum, I mean, he really didn't sound good with the rhythm section because he...
It was a little different, wasn't it?
He did so much himself, the poor rhythm section, there was no room for them at all.
No. I don't think... Well, see, he hadn't done a lot of that. I mean, he really worked on his solo chops, so to speak, and here he comes out. I mean, I'm sure if he wanted to do that, he was such a great musician, but he really just concentrated on developing Art Tatum.
You know? I think so. Speaking of, you know, other forms of playing, how about a duet? Do you do that too often?
Oh,
duets with other pianists?
Yes, and I enjoy that. That's another thing. Now, that's a whole other ballgame, but it can be very enjoyable, the things that we can get going between us.
Shall we try one, see what we can get going?
Absolutely.
All right. A little bit of Gone with the Wind. Here we go. Well, I was gonna ask you to play another duet with me. In fact,
yes.
In fact, I will ask you to play another duet with me. Now, this is Night in Tunisia. There's a little set intro that goes with this thing. Do you do that?
Yes, we can do that.
All right, let's see what happens.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.